No, I mean Proud, have you ever heard of Proud Flesh?
No.
Never heard of that.
Okay.
That's an old fashioned word. Something that when you were a child, they used to use it all the time to put on to prevent infection on a cut, and it burned. It wasn't like a Curacrum. This stuff burned.
Adam.
Yeah. And if a person is, he was alive today, but yesterday he...
You mean a dead?
Yeah, so yesterday he...
Died.
Yeah, and you might not want to say the word died to a close relative of the person. You might say, I'm so sorry to hear that he...
passed away.
All right, any crude terms that you might have used when you were a child that they used to say about the old man?
The old man died, or
yeah.
The... drop dead or something like that.
Okay, and if you don't know the cause of death, you might say, I don't know what he died.
All
right. And the place where a person is buried is a...
cemetery.
And the thing the person is buried in is a
casket.
All right. Say that again.
Casket.
Okay. And the ceremony that they have after when they're going to bury someone, it's called a
funeral.
All right, and then the family wears black. You'd say they're in
mourning.
Yeah, and if someone's troubled about something, say everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
And if a person has pains in their joints, you might say he has
arthritis.
All right, and this was a disease that was caused. It was in the throat, usually centered in the throat.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, and this is something that causes yellowing of the eyes,
yellow fever,
yellow
jaundice. Yeah.
Yeah, and you get a pain down the right side. That might be getting an attack of
appendicitis.
And a person can't keep food down. You might say he
threw up or
vomited. All right. What's the difference between throw up and vomit? I mean, in terms of crudeness, which is cruder?
I'd rather not say vomit.
You think throw up?
Yeah, he was nauseated.
Okay.
I would rather say that anyway.
Okay. How about, but you think throw up is less offensive than vomit?
Yes.
Okay. And if the person is that way, you'd say he was sick?
At the stomach.
All right.
Sick on his stomach.
Okay. And if a young man is seeing a lot of a girl, you might say he is?
Courting.
Yeah. And she is? His
girlfriend.
And he is her
boyfriend.
Okay. And if they were planning to get married and then suddenly she changed her mind, you might say she
jilted him.
Okay. And but if she didn't, they went ahead and got
married.
Now, a noisy serenade after a wedding, what's that called?
A noisy?
Yeah, just a
you mean when they're leaving the church?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They used to do this, especially up in the mountains. They do things. Yeah, you might not be familiar with that, but they did all kinds of things to the bride and groom. They run them around on a rail and all kinds of stuff. But what do you think of after a wedding, if anything? You think of any kind
like
of celebration?
A reception.
Sure.
Sure.
And if you say who was there, you say the whole.
A family,
you're talking about all the people.
Yeah, the whole crowd.
Sure. And if they played music and got out on the floor, you might say that was there was a
dance.
All right. And if a boy was supposed to be in school but he didn't go, you'd say he
played hooky.
Now, would that be all day or just one class?
You can play hooky from one class or all day.
But a person goes to school supposedly to get a good
education.
And if he gets out of high school, he might go on to
college.
And then, and the first year of a person's schooling is called the.
In the primary.
Yeah, he goes out of kindergarten into
the first grade.
All right, and he sits behind a
desk.
In the plural.
Desk.
Okay, and the building we're in right now.